Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Let me just get a screwdriver here. I'm going to get some of the ice off the microphone. Just a little bit more. No, that's better. Okay, we're all set. Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Man, is it cold. Man. And I got an email from Kyle. It's minus 21 and a couple days ago, and then on Friday. Then I think it hit, I was looking at the weather report, minus 36 to minus 41 in Montana. So Rich, Kyle, Sharon are enjoying minus 36 to minus 41. And here in Missouri, it was a balmy minus 25 wind chill. I want to talk about that for a few minutes while we're waiting for Dr. Sergey. If Dr. Sergey's tied up, we're going to be calling Frank, and he'll be jumping on, I believe. But in the meantime, so on Thursday, I saw, and I reported this, chemtrails like I've never seen before, thicker, wider, fatter, longer, and more of them. And they were crisscrossing the skies, and they were just... It was like they had a sale on chemtrails. And the people who are spraying these are despicable, absolutely despicable. And I reported that there will be death as a result of this. People are going to die. It's going to be freezing cold. They're taking a storm and a cold weather front that was coming in, and they were going to increase it, enhance it. And they did. This cold front came on really fast, and we had winds, blew some shingles off the roof. We had rain, we had hail, and we had freezing rain, and then we had snow, and the temperatures plummeted really quickly. The ponds froze several inches thick. The cows were walking on the ponds, and we were afraid that, oh, man, if the ice breaks, they're going to fall through, and we're going to have a real tough time getting out of the ice. The chicken house was 27 degrees, three 250-watt infrared lamps heating up a small chicken house. It's roughly 8 feet by 8 feet. It's made out of wood, like texture 111. It's got a raised floor. And it's got a storm door that fits really tightly as the door. It's got a window. The window's shut. It's... as airtight as I can get it without suffocating the chickens, 27 degrees in the chicken house where the flood lamps, the infrared lamps, are aiming at the floor, the straw on the floor. The water bowl, which is the size of a spaghetti pot, frozen water. We have changed that several times a day with the infrared light lighting on it. The chickens are really suffering. The cows are really suffering. We had a mama cow... she had a cervical prolapse, which means her reproductive parts came out of her. We washed them off, put them back in. This is several times we've had to do this during this storm. And none of this is any fun. None whatsoever. So the mama cow is okay. She had a calf. The calf was weak because it's so cold. Cow, you know, by the way, when a mammal has birth, the baby's soaking wet, whether it be a human or a cat or a dog or a calf. And, you know, who wants to be met by, I don't know, 10 degrees weather, 0 degree weather, soaking wet, brand new, right? It's brutal. So we got the calf, put her in the garage. So now we have two bottle calves, extra expense. It takes about maybe $300-$500 worth of baby formula to raise a calf. So it's, you know, close to $1,000 there. And none of this is necessary. And that's just us. And then the power failed, and we have some relatives in Michigan, and they were without power for 3 days. They were able to get a generator. I called them a couple of weeks ago. I said, y'all have a generator? No, the power doesn't go out here. It's only once in like 40 years, and it's really good. And the power failed there, and so they were able to get a generator, but Home Depot was sold out of generators. And I talked to someone who works at Menards here in our neck of the woods in Missouri. Big box store. Huge. Sold out of every kind of electrical heating system that they had, like plug-in wall heaters. Frank is joining us. Frank, I'm talking about... Welcome, Frank.
You're doing a good job.
Great. Yeah, I was talking about the storm and how brutal it was on the animals. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned that people were going to die, and they already have. And none of this is necessary. They were spraying the chemtrails to just, you know, we could have had, you know, cold and sun, no sun, the snow, just enough to cover the solar panels. So cold that Mrs. Finelli and I were, our cattle waterer, which is an underground system that holds like 300 gallons of water. It has like a toilet bowl float valve in there. And the valve was frozen, so we couldn't get the, it wouldn't automatically water the cows. The ponds were frozen, and the cows were walking on the pond, and we didn't want that to happen because it could fall through the ice. But the ice supported them. It's so thick. Can you imagine that? The ice that could support you know, a 1,000-pound cow? That's what's going on here. And fortunately, nobody died on our, you know, in our farm that we know of yet. But our neighbors can't feed their cows. Their tractor won't work. So we have to feed their cows. And went to another, I called another neighbor just to make sure that, you know, everybody's okay around here. And I said, so is your wood stove able to heat your house in this weather? Because in the studio right now, it's like 50 degrees, 50. It's freezing cold in the house. And we're running wide open throttle with our wood stove. And it would be okay if the sun were out. But the sun's not out because it's been occluded by the chemtrails. So he said, no, we're heating with electricity. And I thought, geez, okay. I know a heat pump isn't going to work in this temperature, you know, not around here. And, you know, at 0 degrees, -2, -4, you know, it's not going to work. At least the ones that, you know, that have been installed around here. So it's really bad. It's really bad, and none of this has to happen, and I'm furious, absolutely furious with the people who have sprayed and made everything worse. They just can't leave it alone, and it causes death, you know, just like these diseases that are man-made, just like they cause death. I'm just furious as can be, and actually I'm pretty calm considering what we've been through the last 4 days. I mean, literally. We had to take vehicles out of the barn to put the tractor in, plug the tractor in so the battery would stay. You know, it's a good battery, but at 0 degrees, diesel engines just flat out don't want to start. I don't care who makes them. And so Menards was out of every kind of electrical heater you can think of. Home Depot was out of generators. I'm pretty sure everybody was out of generators. And you know what? Everybody had a chance to get all this stuff while the sun was shining 2 weeks ago. Everybody. But they didn't. They waited till it was here. I can't believe it. But that's what they did. Frank, how cold is it up there in northern...
I'm laughing, but it's not a funny thing. But Vince, I've had to deal with a foot plus of snow up here in the north. My arms are totally gone. I think I've created 2 inches of muscle. And but you know, like obviously in Canada, we're kind of used to this kind of weather, and we just kind of see it come down and wait until it comes down, and then go up there with a shovel and shovel our way through. But thank God I don't have what you have, animals to take care of and so on. And so it's but It's been bad, yeah. So I'm looking out my window and half the trees, the branches kind of coming down in terms of with the weight of the snow. So, but it is what it is, I guess. And I these chemtrails, and maybe one day I would love for you to explain what is it and why the government does it, because you talk a lot about it, but maybe I'm too naive to understand.
Well, all right, let's do it right now. Very quickly right now, we have a dear friend at USA Prepares, and his name is Dane Wigington. And Dane Wigington is the de facto exposer of the weather manipulation systems that the government has built. Now, back probably around maybe in the 90s, there was an installation in Alaska. And this installation is called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. And this is a high-energy microwave-type transmission system powered by six diesel generators, huge generators. It takes a lot of power to run this. What they decided to do was let's experiment, see if we can manipulate the weather. So what they would do is spray the clouds with material that would absorb microwave energy, like little specks of aluminum, barium, strontium, and other chemicals and elements. They'd spray that in the sky, aim the antenna at it, and then see if they could push the weather around.
Wow.
And the thought, I think, now this is just my class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything I say. But look up HAARP, H-A-A-R-P.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see. And so this is a massive, massive antenna array, microwave feed, and diesel generators to power it. And I believe that the original intent was, so, you know, the Cold War, the Russians are coming, the Soviet Union's coming. Look, we've got to worry about those guys coming in. So I'll tell you what, you know, when they start, let's just snow them in. Okay, we'll just aim this array their way,
wow,
and as they amass their equipment, we'll just, I don't know, give them, you know, 4, 5, 6 feet of snow and let them just bury them in snow. I think that's what this was initially intended to do. But then I think it ran amok, and then maybe we need some rain over here, you know, in this part of the country, so let's bring the rain over there, and let's dry out California, and then we have the wildfires in California, and the Californians are screaming, what are you doing? And then so we deluge California with rain, and the rest of the country is in drought. So they're manipulating. Now, what used to happen is back in the 1950s and the 1960s, I would, when I was a little child, I'd look out the window with my mom, and we had a large window in our house, and we would watch the rain, and my mother used to love to watch the rain. Not that she was lazy, that she saw the beneficial effects that it had on the plants and vegetation outside. And so once a week, almost like clockwork, it would rain. And you could count on it. You couldn't quite set your watch to it, but it was once a week it would rain. The plants got used to it. The trees got used to it. The grasses got used to it. The gardens got used to it. Everything got used to it, and it worked really, really well. As a matter of fact, you could look at the Farmer's Almanac that was published well a year in advance and see what day it was going to rain, and it was right on the money. I mean, we can't get the weather right now, and we're making the weather. So that's what this is all about. And now the plants, the animals, nobody can count on normal weather because it's been manipulated to the point that it's out of control. So even I called Dane Wigington several months ago. I said, Dane, I think we've lost control of the weather. He said, we've lost control of the weather.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thanks, Willis. Sergey must have some difficulties. I talked with him on the phone last night, and he said, yeah, he'll be here. And so something must have happened. I don't know, but, you know, he is an emergency room doctor, and things go wrong all the time at his place. I know that for a fact.
Well, and, as I said to you on our email, I stopped listening to you guys at 10 o'clock, so I'm always here, and I don't mind. And whenever he wants to come in, if he wants to come in later, that's perfect. But Vince, changing the subject, hydro ceramic technician? I love Kathy, domestic engineering.
Yeah.
I laughed. Hydro. I said, yes, I've been trying to get this diploma for being a hydrothermic technician since I was the age of 7, when my parents made me do the dishes. I still remember very clearly my mom saying, do the glasses first, because obviously we had to heat our own hot water back home in Portugal. So we only had enough. So it was quite the process of going down the line, and glasses, cutlery, plates, and then the pots and the pans. Have you mastered that properly?
No. And you know, I guess, Frank, there's a term in the world of business that I learned very, very early. And that is work tends to gravitate toward the competent. So let me say that again. Work tends to gravitate toward the competent. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're in the old business world and you have two secretaries, and one can type, doesn't make many mistakes, gets it right the first time, and gets it done quickly, accurately, etc. And the other one, it shows up late, it makes a lot of mistakes, gets to it when she gets to it. And so who would you give the, you know, if you had something that had to be typed up, and I'm talking about like in the 70s when women were secretaries, okay, and not men, and items like memos and documents were typed up, who would you give it to? Would you give it to the one that gets it done quickly or the one that, you know, does it half-baked? Well, you get it, you give it to the one who can get it done quickly and accurately and on time. So that one would be the competent one. And the other one, who's lackadaisical and lazy, would be the incompetent one. So work would go to the competent one. Well, I'm afraid, Frank, that if I get this thing mastered, if I become a certified hydroceramic technician, the work is going to come to me. So...
and this is phenomenal.
Gosh, you know, I've been trying.
You, so you're going to be in big trouble.
So I've been trying my best to vacuum, but Mrs. Finelli says I don't do it right. And so she says, "Oh, let me do
it." I'm actually exaggerating
here. Okay, so we all vacuum, but
for sure, I am the hydro ceramic technician in our home.
Yeah, yeah, and
Jacob
and
does all the cooking, and then she leaves me this great spot, and of course, yeah. He always says how nice the kitchen looks after I finish. Yeah. So anyway, we can
Frank, here's where that came from. And let's go, I owe it to the class to tell you about the genesis of that term, hydroceramic
yes.
technician. So hydro would mean, you know, like water fluid. Ceramic would be dishes. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was interviewing a bunch of candidates to work in my team at the bank back in the 1980s. And this guy came in, so he's sitting, I don't sit behind a desk when I interview someone. I pull two chairs out, you know, we're on equal status, because I don't want them to think this is a power play.
Mm-hmm.
So we just sit, you know, kind of, not exactly facing each other, but sort of. And I got two chairs there, and I'm interviewing this guy, and he was a young guy, and I said, so you're a jacket writer, J-A-C-K-E-T, writer.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, what's a jacket writer? and he said, oh, yeah, you know, on those books, when you buy a hardcover book, you know, at the bookstore, it has a paper jacket, like a dust cover. And he said he would write the blurb on the back of the jacket. So I said, oh, so you read the book and then, you know, recapitulated the book and put it on the back of the jacket. And he said, well, I didn't always read them, but I was a jacket writer. then I saw hydroceramic
technician. I had
technician.
No idea. It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
News update. Frigid conditions across the United States this Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri at the playoff game. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters in the freeze during the game. His backup helmet also frozen. The weather was way too much for the Miami Dolphins. Kansas City winning the game 26-7. Now, despite all this unbelievably cold weather, Republican presidential hopefuls on the campaign trail in Iowa ahead of the caucuses tomorrow night. Sound from former President Trump Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow's on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us, and it's freezing cold all over North America. And Daniel, thank you so much for engineering at Genesis.
He's a good guy.
Daniel, yes, Daniel is outstanding. So Daniel has taken over the Monday slot.
That's right.
And and it's
they're
it's
both
sad.
Good.
Well, Daniel got promoted.
Jason was he was always nice to me too.
Daniel got promoted.
Wow.
To USA Prepares, and unfortunately, I don't know what Jason did, but he got demoted. And I'm only kidding.
Okay, you better be.
When I say that, was because he's not on Mondays. But no, Jason's excellent. All of the guys that engineer for USA Prepares are outstanding. So
from what I gather, it because obviously they're in the studio. Now, they're not doing only our class, but there's other things, and then they have to put commercials on. And, like, they must have, I hope they have a chair that revolves so they can face to another, to another. Have you ever been in their studios?
No, I've been asking him for about 13 years now. Every once in a while, I'll say to Jason, Jason, I haven't gotten my invitation to the GCN barbecue. Now, do you still have it?
there's never
been a barbecue where the, you know, where the broadcasters and the faculty and the staff and we all get together. So I said, well, sorry, y'all come on down to the farm. We'll do it here. We'll do it here. You know, you bring a tent. We'll have
it's amazing
there.
That you're there in Montana. I'm here in Montana. I'm here in big north of Canada, and it's all getting together. Anyway,
I had a couple quick questions. Right,
yeah,
I
want
to mention this about the jacket writer. So this young guy, I was interviewing for this position to work on my team to design advanced technologies for the banking system to make the banking experience better, more reliable. And so he said he was a jacket writer, and I thought this guy has a great sense of humor. And he admitted he didn't read the books that he was writing the jackets for. So he was bright enough to just peruse the book and then figure out what it's about and then entice the potential customer to buy it based on what he said the contents of the book were. So I guess that's bordering on fraud, but I thought this guy had a sense of humor. And so then I was reading more of his resume, and I saw hydroceramic technician. And I smiled. I thought, oh, I got this guy figured out. And you know, obviously, he said, yeah, you know, I worked at so-and-so restaurant, and, you know, I started out, you know, in the trade of hydroceramics, and I thought that was hysterical. I thought this guy might be really good to be on the team because he was imaginative. Okay? You want someone who's imaginative to design advanced computer systems, but he didn't have the rest of the skills to go with it, so I wasn't able to hire him. But that's where that came from. That's the genesis of hydroceramic technician, and it evolved into domestic engineering. You know, that was my term for what Kathy does.
That's great. And those terms I've always admired. But you know how to deliver the lines, because I was listening and said, hydroceramic technician. I said, what degree is this?
So I have a bona fide question for you.
Yeah.
So it's freezing cold here in the house, and our farmhouse has, and we'll use our house as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple heat pumps, a 2.5-ton/4-ton heat pump, and the reason I did that was I wanted the largest outdoor coil that I could get because of the thermal efficiency of a larger coil. Okay, so the bigger the coil, the more efficient it is, class, in an air-to-air heat exchanger or heat pump or / air conditioning system. So we have the ductwork that goes with this, and so there's ductwork that's throughout the house, and I wanted metal ductwork and I wanted insulated, so that's all good. But there's a long run. It's about 80 feet, if you measure the length of the pipe with some of the bends in it, to get to the farthest run in the house. And that room is colder than I'd like it. So I bought a fan that you can stick in the ductwork. Now, of course, I've modified the flows of, you know, with the registers to reduce the flow in the close areas to the actual furnace, open them wide open at the farthest ends to, you know, to minimize restriction and to cause restriction so that the close ones won't get really hot, you know, in that room or those rooms, and then the far ones really cold. So I've balanced it as best I could, but still not good enough. So I bought a couple fans on eBay used, and these are the ones that you insert into the metal ductwork. Now, my question for you, and the class would benefit from this, is where's the best place to put them? So let's say you have a long run of pipe. Let's say it's 80 feet, 50 feet, 40 feet, something like that. Is it better to push the air from the furnace down that long pipe? So let's say have it within 5 or 8 or 10 ductwork feet from the actual furnace unit. Or is it better to pull the air and have it or closer to the outlet register at the end of that ductwork run? What is the most efficient place to put that?
Well, you'll be probably surprised to say that it's still a problem I tried to solve in a lot of homes. And that is why, and I'm going to answer your question, and that, and I'm designing a home, I fight and I, you know, to tell them your heating system needs to please put it in the center of that space so that you can have equal distributions. And of course, it's very important in duct design. A lot of my colleagues will take a size duct and put it all the way down. Well, that doesn't work because you have to compress the air. Because there's a great a misconception that a fan in the furnace is pushing the air, just like an ordinary fan that you have on top of your kitchen or a cooling fan, but it's not. Those fans, they're called squirrel cage fans, they're designed to pressurize a system. Pressure within the system that actually makes airflow out the registers. So if you don't have that right from the beginning, then you could have a problem in getting heat or cold into some of these faraway rooms, as you've just said. So should I say it? Maybe you should have put your furnace in the middle of the house. No, I don't want to say that.
It is. It actually, our house is really complicated.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
It is. If you, our furnace is in the middle, per se, based on square footage, but part of our house is two stories. And that's going to sound like it's,
mm-hmm.
it's really strange, but it's a pretty nice house. Part of it's two stories, and it has lots of angles, and it has a lot. If you looked at the television show Combat from the 1960s, it showed French countryside houses, farmhouses, that had steep pitch roofs, very steep, and they had additions. So our house is probably what would look like, although we built it all at one time, the architectural design is it's like five small houses put together. That's kind of what it looks like. So the roof line is really complicated. But that's the design that we chose, and it's very hard to build it.
Yeah.
It's made out of stone. So the furnace really is in the center of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it has like two little houses off to the side of that
mm-hmm.
that are all, it's actually one house, but it looks like two little houses that are off to that. So that's why I have this long run.
Yeah.
But in the main part of the house, it's perfect. So even though we ran, you know, separate duct work, and even though we had a large plenum that was reduced, that kind of thing, even though it was designed right, still not enough. That's why I need to put, just for these really cold days, probably 95% of the time it's fine, but not when it's, you know, -2-4 degrees outside.
Well, so to make a long story short and to answer your question, putting an inline fan really doesn't do really the trick. I mean, obviously, any fan that you're going to put, it will help. But because it's not pressurizing that line, it's not going to give you what you want the other side. However, I've had reasonably good luck with what we call register fans. And these are fans that you actually put on top of your register. They look like a register, but they have a motor underneath. And they will pull instead of pushing that heat through the register. And they're quite they have like their own little thermostat that you can control, and so on and so forth. So, and I've had reasonably good luck with especially in second floors heat getting up there. So that's and but again, I'm saying I am still haven't found the correct and the right solution to trying to heat homes rooms far away. See, the problem is I go and you can balance the system, okay? shut this one off, and this by code up here, all our ductwork needs to have what we call the dampers, so we can dampen the amount of air going out of one register and so on and so forth. And that is beautiful, Vince, except when it's cooling time, the whole thing kind of needs to be reversed, because it takes so much more, because cold air is heavy, to take it upstairs and so on and so forth. So it's a battle every year trying to make someone comfortable. So well, I guess the next good step, which I recommend it, is have a nice, beautiful oil heater. They are one of my best things that I use quite a bit. It's not there's no elements. It's just one. It looks like a little register, but it's filled with oil. And not only are those things safe, but they're very economical. So I don't know if
you're talking about this electric heater that is an appliance with a power cord that you plug in to a 120-volt receptacle, and it has a thermostat, and it literally, it looks like an old-fashioned radiator.
That's right.
It's out of steam radiator, but it's made out of stamped steel, and it has oil inside.
That's
to
right.
Evenly distribute the heat from the electric heating element.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the problem that we have, Frank, is that if the grid goes down, we would have nothing, because unless we have a solar system, and we do. But in this case, right now, the sun has been occluded, and we got a dusting of snow on the solar panels. So those of you who are thinking of a solar system, I think what they wanted to do is test the grid and see if they could break it. I think that was the plan, because they put in all these solar panels, and if you have solar panels, and if you look at the angle, it's almost like a catcher's glove for snow. The snow just accumulates on the top of them based on the angle that you see in most of these pictures on the internet. Ours is not. Ours is at a steep angle, so the snow would slide right off. However, it was perfect. The snow was stuck on the solar panels, and of course you have to take a broom and brush them off. But if you've got your solar panels on the roof.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, maybe we could go off on a little bit of a tangent since we're on the subject of forced hot air system and forced cooling systems.
Yeah.
We're talking about when you have registers and vents and ductwork. And so here's, class, here's something that I saw I couldn't believe. I happened to be visiting when we first moved to Missouri, a neighbor, and down the road, and they bought one of these modular homes, and it had a forced air heating system. And what the manufacturer did, so there's a central heating system, and then it had ductwork throughout the house, but the and they put wall-to-wall carpet on the first floor, and it's only one floor, and what they did to have the heating system work properly with doors closed, like a bedroom door closed, they cut a hole in the door for a register. So this would be like something you might see on the floor, let's say 3 inches by 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
They cut that and put those louvers right on the door. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, I thought, that's ridiculous. Why would anybody do that? Well, they did that so they could close the door and still have heat. So what happens with the heating system, and Frank, let's do this together. So what happens with a forced air heating system, air goes into the what's called a return, and that would be where the filter is, and probably the main part of the house, right near the furnace, real close to the furnace. Some heavy ductwork, large ductwork going to the furnace. That's where the air goes into the furnace for the heat exchanger, gets heated up, and it gets blown out through the ductwork. So throughout the rest of the house, you have the ductwork.
Mm-hmm.
So the air just, if you've got a door that's open, the return air that's being cooled by the room when you have the heat on travels through the rest of the house and goes back through the return duct and filter, and then gets reheated. Okay. Well, you have to have a path for that air to get back to the return.
That's right.
Well, that's typically the undercut That's what it's called, the undercut of the door. So if you have a bedroom door, you notice that it doesn't scrape the floor. It's probably 1 inch off the floor. And it should be, because if you take 1 inch times a 36-inch door, you have 36 square inches of return.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the importance of making sure that that's right for our clients? Right? Because, frankly, you have to have it, or the heating system flat out will not work.
Vince, I love to talk about it. See, I'm laughing because that is that lazy man's way of doing a heating system. I know my jobs cost a bit more than your basic heating system, but when I explain to my customers why, they say, okay. And I can honestly say whenever I go back to a home that I've done a heating system, they always comment how beautiful, how even every room is in the house. Okay. So what the theory that you've said is absolutely correct. Air comes into it, but for that air to be displaced, the hot air comes into the room, but for that hot air to be displaced, there has to be some sort of a suction. The cold air moves from there. Yes, doing the 1 inch in the bottom, but all my homes will have a heating register and a cooling register, and they're always opposite to each other. So class, students, if you are, I think, I remember when our first show was a gentleman says that Frank was building a house, how would he do his heating system? Insist. It's not that much more in terms of doing it. It is quite a bit, I don't want to say quite a bit more, but is it more expensive? Because you're literally doing two duct systems, right? Except for the air return, it doesn't have to be as elaborate as air being forced into the room. But the rule of thumb is you always put a heating register by a cold wall, or underneath a window, and behind the door to do what this 1 inch cut on it, I put what they call a return air. So what happens is that in every room you get this beautiful circulation of hot air coming in, being sucked by the return air going out. Now, with that being said, and if your house is not designed this way, the 1 inch underneath the door was very common for air to come through that door instead of doing the 10x4 thing on the door, which I thought was funny. And then you need to have a majority of a good return grill, maybe 10x20 at the bottom of the stairs, and that's where I would put it, so that bottom of the stairs there would be sucked into this humongous big return grill and somewhat help. But it's never as good as having a return register in every room.
Absolutely, and what Frank is saying is true, and we have some, not in every room, but we have return registers where appropriate, and they work really well, and you need to have a filter on them.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.